morning, Hillary. Good morning, Nicolas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You came to Oroville with a group of students from Canada.
That's right.
Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Well, we're a group of urban planning and master's students from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. And we've come to develop guidelines on how to develop social spaces along the area of the Crown that intersects with the residential zone. We understand there's been quite a number of projects that have been done on this area before, but we're hoping that our project will be a little bit different in that it's a little bit less sexy on the design side and a little bit more policy or guideline oriented, so it can be delivered at other areas of the Crown.
So, okay, it's less attractive, you're saying, and it's a little bit more like guidelines.
Yes.
What are the main characteristics maybe of the... You already done the proposal or you are still working on it?
We're still working on it. So we've been here for about a week now, and we've just been meeting with people and doing interviews and learning more about Oroville, trying to get an understanding of the context. And we're hoping that our understanding will help us develop guidelines that will be... you know, suitable for and appropriate for Oroville, and flesh out some of the issues in Oroville and build on the opportunities that are here. So, yeah, rather than just providing a concept and saying, you know, you should create this beautiful space, we're saying you should incorporate these ideas and these elements and leave it up to you to interpret how you want to do that.
Do you have any clue how that, what those ideas would be? Because you are working a week and you stay still another week, so you are on half of the way, yeah?
Yeah. So before coming, we did a little bit of research into best practices and also looking at the Oroville context. And so we've identified certain elements of social spaces that could be incorporated in things like safety, lighting, accessibility.
And because it's along the Crown, which is sort of like the equivalent of what we would call Main Street, making a network and making things along that network that people want to go visit and places that people will want to hang out. Because right now it's sort of just a path and there's, you know, not much happening between the road and the buildings. So making a space that where people will want to spend time and interact with each other and...
But alongside the road, supposed to be all the network of the infrastructure, because they're digging the trench again for the for the water and for the electricity, correct?
Yes.
So those spaces would be above that.
Yeah. So it's incorporating that infrastructure into our social spaces. That would be part of the guidelines, is to ensure that such things as the electricity and the pipeline infrastructure that runs along the Crown would need to be incorporated.
So you are both students of planning and urban planning and architecture, or what?
Urban planning. Our degree is a master's of urban and regional planning.
Yeah, so in Canada that's basically sort of similar to architecture, and you work with cities and towns and organization to come up with ideas for how to develop cities, and it's not just the built form, it can also be social and environmental issues, and it's a really sort of broad field, and it's a really growing field right now because Canada is kind of going through a moment of urbanization where everyone's moving to cities and we're trying to figure out how we can make our cities better places to live and not just, you know, traditional car-oriented cities.
Is there any success in that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I have always been sort of more drawn to rural places, but last summer I lived in Vancouver and got a taste of sort of city living and how like the creativity and vibrancy of a city.
With the cycle path and certain niches. And
yeah, like I bike to work every day, and I had, you know, the transit system there is great. It is a lot more expensive than a rural lifestyle, but if you have a job that you like, it can work.
It does look more green, yeah.
Yeah, there's lots
as
of
there
green
was
space.
Idea that we should have an urban green town. I mean, urban green city, as far as I know, most of.
Yeah, I think that's really an important element, especially, I mean, you can see that in Oroville just because of all the green space around. In Canada, there's that struggle with ensuring that the environment is incorporated into the urban structure, urban fabric, and ensuring that there's parks and recreation space and natural spaces within our urban areas, and it's not just a concrete jungle, essentially.
But here's already everything green.
Exactly.
Tell me how you get attracted to Oroville. I mean, it must be where it started that you said, okay, yes, I want to do that. It's 10 of you. Where did you come? I mean,
yeah,
who brought you?
Well, our professor, Ajay, organized the whole trip. And he grew up in India. And he's a professor at the School of Urban and Regional Planning, has a background in architecture and planning. And with our program, we have the option to do a project course where you're hired by a client or an organization to work on a real project to get some hands-on experience. And our school allows us to do a project abroad, which is really unique. And last year, the students went to China, and this year, Oroville was presented to us as the option. So, it really appealed to me because I've always been just drawn to places where the environment is a focus and trying to harness people's creativity and passion and live a really fulfilling life, which is something that is sometimes hard to do in the Canadian or North American context where the system is based on money and that type of thing. So Oroville is a completely different model, and I was really drawn just to learning more about it and seeing how it's operating on this scale, because in Canada we have some examples of sort of eco-villages or communities where people want to live cooperatively, but it's a very small scale. So that Oroville being like 2,500 people is a really large scale compared to what we've seen.
It's the city to work, especially with the population growing at 2,000. If it's supposed to grow to 50,000, the urban planning is really much in place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very important to plan ahead and ensure that it's not just an ad hoc planning process.
If you instead digging three times, you think and you do it, and that's it.
Yeah.
And what attracted you to Oroville?
Similar to Hillary, I think Oroville's so unique. I mean, the opportunity to come to India and be able to travel around afterwards is incredible and something that I never thought that I would get to have. And then Oroville itself, the work that's being done here in sustainability and just the uniqueness of the town is really something that's interesting that really drew me to the project.
So after the week, what are your impressions?
Everyone that we've spoken to has been incredibly helpful, incredibly opinionated, and incredibly passionate. It's been fantastic. Everyone we've spoken to this week has been really helpful, and you know, like any town or city, there's always struggles and issues and problems, but there's definitely no shying away from debate and desire to solve those problems here.
Yeah, I've been definitely just amazed at how friendly people have been and giving us their time, and very inspired by people in terms of all the projects that are going on. And just, I think what I'll take back with me is just some inspiration to start up something I have an idea about and try and just make things happen a little bit, because there's just so much going on in Oroville. And yeah.
Okay, now let's go to today's program. Yes?
Yes.
3:30 in
Asana Guest House. I struggled with it for the first little while as well. I had to look to a couple of people on the team to be like, where are we staying again?
Are you staying there?
Yes, we are.
Whoa.
That's the reaction that we've gotten multiple times. We went to the future school yesterday, and all the kids were like, wow, you guys are staying there. We're definitely going to come tomorrow then.
So what is the idea for what is behind that workshop?
It's basically going to be a brainstorming exercise. So we're just hoping to have people come and go as they please. And we have two main kind of questions that we want to address. The first one is to find out how we can sort of capture the spirit of Oroville along the Crown, and how we can draw people to this sort of network of public spaces. So I think it'll be tangible things as well as just sort of ideas and potentially services that people want to see and resources that people want to see, as well as some more tangible elements like specific maybe public art will be one idea, but I'm not really sure. I want to leave it open and see what people bring to the tables and how they interpret the questions.
So if I understood correct, it's going to be, you will be there at 3:30 and you will wait for whoever wants to come and talk to you.
Yes, yes. We're hoping to get a few groups and getting discussions going in groups. So the more the merrier, and we hope to, we'll have some structured questions, but have some discussion and gain some feedback from the wider community outside of the people that we've interviewed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the result of that and your other observations and thinking and planning, it's going to be presentation next week on Thursday.
It is.
Correct? That's right. That's going to be in Cinema Paradiso?
It is, yes. In MMC, I believe it's called. Yeah, we're on the 19th at 5 p.m. We'll be presenting what we've produced. So we'll be presenting a synopsis of the guidelines that we're producing, as well, we're using those guidelines to produce a very high-level concept design plan for the public spaces along our study area. Mm-hmm. So we encourage everyone to come out and watch it and give us their feedback and ask questions and really get a good discussion going about this.
I have to say that I'm impressed, you know, that you managed to come with the concept in 2 weeks. Wow.
Yeah, it's been hard work. I mean, we've spent the better part of the semester doing some research on Oroville.
Beforehand,
yeah. So from September up until we came in early December, we did some research on Oroville and tried to understand the culture and the way of life here. And then we looked at, again, best practices in public spaces. So that sort of prepped us a bit, but it's going to be a hectic 2 weeks. Well, it's been a hectic week, and it's going to be another hectic week coming up, for sure.
Yeah, but it's... I think that one is idea when you come beforehand, and when you come in the reality, then also on the public spaces, on the corners, those other spaces, you meet things that you never see them in photos of internet or anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yeah. Well, we spent a lot of this week as well going, actually Hillary went down to the site and did a really thorough walkthrough of the site and taking pictures and really gaining a grasp on what's there currently and how it can be incorporated into the guidelines and the
Did you also design. Walk through in at nighttime?
We haven't yet, but we thought that that's something we need to do because we thought about how...
There are social places, but you don't know them because there are cashew trees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're already existing, although they are not build up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we sort of noticed, little nooks and spaces that are sort of part of existing buildings, you know, in front of ARCA and things like that. There's like benches and places to sit and in front of the solar kitchen. So
I think they already started with the Mahalakshmi Park, which is the path from ARCA, starting from ARCA to solar kitchen through Dippenham School. Mm-hmm. That's one part that the students from Paris did.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to meet with Marie, and I believe she led that project. And
yeah, they already started with the work.
Yeah,
on the ground.
Yeah, it's great. It's exciting to see that things can be implemented.
So how you saw the plans and the drawings of that group?
Yes. Yeah.
So how that collides with what you gonna do? I mean,
I think that their project was much more landscape architecture and design based than ours. I mean, although ours does have a design element, it's what I really hope that will come of our project is that we'll produce guidelines that will serve for many different kinds of social spaces to come. That, you know, these guidelines can serve to guide the development of any social spaces.
And to start a conversation amongst people in Oroville and get people thinking about what this space could be and inspire people a little bit to think about, you know, what it can be. And I think in terms of the other project, it's a great complement to our project and we can link it into ours really nicely.
Cool. Okay, see you today at 3:30 in
Afsana Guest House.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.